Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
Let's see what happens. Let's pull it up and let's see where
let's
we go.
Let's do it.
I just think, I don't know. I feel like the interior of the O-line has to get better. I feel like Jake Brendel's 33. And we're taking a center at some point, guys.
Yeah.
At some point. I don't care when it is. We're getting one, at least. Take four centers at this point. I want to get a center.
I'll say Limmer, too. Yeah, Limmer's a good one. Bortolini is another, to me, great value. I'll say this too, that like corner wouldn't even shock me a whole lot. You know, I think the Brandon Staley influence is larger in some of the like free agency decisions than I thought it would be. So I'm sure he'll have quite a say in the draft as well.
Yeah, that has been surprising how much it seems like they're kind of tailoring things considering he's not even the defensive coordinator. Brad, can we make this a little bit bigger? Is that possible? If not, I can make my screen bigger.
Let me see if I can.
But yeah, like I feel like his fingerprints are all over this stuff, which is, I don't know. I thought he would be like a consultant and somebody to bring in to consult the defense, but it really does seem like his fingerprints are over what they're doing right now. So that's a great point. It could change their strategy. They haven't typically taken a corner, you know, they haven't valued them high, but again, you look at the needs of this team, Lenore, Ward, their contracts are up after this season. So they're probably only going to be able to afford to sign one of them. So if that's the case, is a corner, you know, is that something we're going to do? Can we get this bigger, Brian, or no?
That I did get a bit. It's bigger on my screen.
Okay. I'm just
gonna we're gonna start round one at the slowest setting, just because we just talked about whether or not they may move up if players fall, things like that. So we want to see kind of how this plays out. If there's a situation where, again, a tackle falls or something, we may look at possibly trying to trade up. So we'll start slow, and then we'll pick up the pace for rounds 2 through 7. But let's go ahead and start this draft. I don't think there's any intrigue at pick one. I feel like if I hit start draft and anybody but Caleb Williams pops up here, we just need to start over because Caleb Williams is going one to the Chicago Bears. But let's see.
I hope
what
it's not
PFF. Yeah, Caleb Williams, there it is, pick one.
I hope Zach Frazier doesn't go one.
He did not. Jane Daniels, 2. J.J. McCarthy, 3. That feels like that's not going to happen. Nice. Neighbors, 4. Marvin Harrison, 5. I think Jim Harbaugh would do cartwheels if Marvin Harrison fell to 5.
Yeah.
Who went at 4?
McCarthy went 3. Neighbors went 4. Drake May went 6. Okay. By the way, the Giants fans would absolutely have a heart attack if Drake May fell to them.
People are overthinking Marvin Harrison. I've seen some stuff too. People are like, oh, neighbor, like, dude, if he's there, you just hand in the card, man. Like,
yeah.
All right. So through pick 16, Joe Alt went pick 7. J.C. Latham went pick 9. Talese Fuaga went pick 10. Olu Fashanu went pick 13. Troy Fautanu went pick 15. So again, the tackles are going early. I think this is pretty likely as well. You know, you're looking at, I mean, at this point now, with Alt, Latham, Fuaga, Fashanu, and Fautanu all gone, I think your next tackle, right, is probably a Darius Mims. So it doesn't look like a tackle is going to fall into that, you know, 20 to 25 range to trade up for. So I don't know that we will be looking to trade up, but we'll see. We'll continue to resume. The Jaguars are on the clock, and they take Byron Murphy. I like it.
And he's going.
Graham Barton. Graham Barton went 18. That's the guy I forgot. Terrion Arnold, 19. Brian Thomas Jr. gone at pick 20. Tyler Guyton at pick 21.
I don't know about
Guyton. Laiatu.
Yeah, right. It's really 22. It would be really early for him.
Well, I mean, again, the Dolphins do need offensive line help. I don't know if they would reach for Guyton. But again, looking at who is still available at 23 now, 23, the Vikings are on the clock. Darius Mims is still available. Guyton went before him, but in terms of tackles, I'm not sure that there's anybody that the 49ers, would be willing to lose a pick to go after. As far as wide receivers go, again, it's the top three, right? It's Harrison, Neighbors, and Adunze. And then it's kind of like, and then it's Brian Thomas. And then below Brian Thomas, we're talking about like A.D. Mitchell, Xavier Worthy, Troy Franklin, guys like that. Worthy and Mitchell are both available. The team's picking, it goes Vikings at 23, Cowboys at 24, Packers at 25. Bucks at 26, Cardinals at 27. If the 49ers want someone like A.D. Mitchell, right? If Adunze and Thomas and all those are gone, I would assume they'd have to get up above the Buffalo Bills, who don't have a wide receiver right now. Are we interested in trying to trade up for a guy like A.D. Mitchell, or do we just wait to see if he falls? And be content to pick at 31 based on what is still available.
I think there's needs here. There's nobody I would want to jump for because I feel like this team has needs still. But again, you can talk me into anything. So
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm the same. I think in the mock drafts I have done, I've grown pretty comfortable with waiting until 31 and just seeing who's there because since the 49ers shouldn't go for a need, I think there's a number of different positions they can target there. And in those positions, there's a few guys that I like. So there's a decent chance at least one of those guys will be available at 31. So I say let's take our chances.
So what I'll say is the three top edge rushers are gone. Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, and Laiatu Latu. The top two corners, the top two corners are gone. Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell. All of the tackles, right, that probably are worthy of a round one pick outside of Adarius Mims are gone. Only one defensive, there's two consensus defensive tackles with first round grades, Byron Murphy from Texas and Johnny Newton from Illinois. Murphy is gone, but Newton is still there. I don't know who they would trade up for. Again, in terms of cornerbacks, I don't think there's one worthy to trade up for. Although Cooper DeJean is still available. Kool-Aid McKinstry, although I'm a little wary of McKinstry with his Jones fracture and everything. I think they let the board fall, and we'll see what's there.
Yeah.
So the Vikings took Bo Nix because they did not trade up for JJ McCarthy.
Bo Nix is only 2 months younger than Brock Purdy.
Xavier Worthy went to the Packers. Nate Wiggins went to the Bucks. Cooper DeJean to the Cardinals. Kool-Aid McKinstry.
The run on corners.
You guys. A.D. Mitchell and Johnny Newton are on the board.
But you know what? I'll say this. I also love Johnny Newton, man. That just feels like a 49ers pick. I think 100%. The 49ers, if he was available, like they wouldn't be able to help themselves but get someone like him. I think that would probably be the likely pick if we are the 49ers, you know, making this pick. But A.D. Mitchell is exciting.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're ahead, Brian.
I will say almost every mock draft that I've done, for whatever reason, Johnny Newton is almost always available at 31. I don't know what the reality is on that. You know, I know there are some shortcomings there, but a lot of people, when they talk about Johnny Newton, one of the players that they comp him to the most is a guy that's already on the 49ers, and that's Javon Hargrave. You know, Newton is 6'2", 295. You know, so he's not, the biggest guy, but I mean, you know, look at in 2023, he had 8 sacks, 7 hits, 28 hurries. He had 4 sacks in 2022, 3 sacks in 2021. He had a pass rush grade of 84.0 from PFF in 2023. You know, their analysis, again, has some physical limitations due to his size, but just if you put on the tape, he's nothing but productive.
I think this is a deep wide receiver draft. I agree with Steph. Like, that's – Newton has 49ers written all over.
It is not a deep defensive tackle draft. It is a deeper wide receiver draft. But, again, your next pick is until 63. Are those – is there a wide receiver that would affect the game the way that A.D. Mitchell does at 63 or below? I'm not certain, but I know that there's not a ton of although the 49ers have also, as you would know, if you went to Steph's Twitter and checked out her 2024 draft tracker, the 49ers have brought in 3 different defensive tackles on top 30 visits. They brought in Brandon Dorlus. They brought in Michael Thomas Jr., right? And Michael Hall Jr., from Ohio State. And they brought in one other. Maybe thinking that Newton isn't going to be there at 31. Again, this team drafts defensive line like nobody's business. I don't know. I don't know who wins in that. I don't know if Kyle Shanahan, you know, wins when he – with his – also don't know if he likes A.D. Mitchell. But he is a wide receiver from Texas, which I think probably, you know, is a soft spot for that player. But I defer to the two of you. I would take A.D. Mitchell. It sounds like you two are going Newton. So consensus says Newton. So we will pull the trigger at 31. The 49ers take Johnny Newton, defensive tackle, Illinois.
Yeah, and Hargrave is 31 years old. I thought he had a worse year last year than he did the year before with Philly. You know, you have Elliott and Collins there. I don't think Elliott's very good from what I've seen and read. Collins I like, but again, 29. He doesn't have any guaranteed money after this year. They have flexibility. They need a long
Xavier Leggett just went at 35.
Ed Rosengarten going at the top of the second too.
Yep.
I know that's a player that they really like, but I think first I thought, oh, there's another. If they like him, they may pull the trigger at the end of the first. Who knows?
Yeah, I also think that they are. I think they like Blake Fisher from Notre Dame, the right tackle from Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. They've brought him on an top 30 visit.